Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Minister Shannon Show, hosted by Minister Shannon Hendricks People. Minister Shannon, make it do what it do.
Hello, 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 Blog Talk Public Land, Radio Land, Blog Talk Radio Land. How's everybody doing? Coming to you from none other than the ATL. This is your host, the one and only, Ministry Shannon, and I am pumped tonight. I know you all can hear it in my voice. I am pumped about this topic that we are going to discuss tonight. Also, I'm excited to have Elder Kendall McKnight from Covenant Ministries, and the one and only shepherd of that flock is none other than Bishop Yvonne Jones. Thank you, Kendall, for joining me as we tackle this subject that hits so close to home with me. Black men don't cheat. Elder, do you want to give the people a salutation before we get started?
Thank you for having me this evening, Ms. Shannon. It's a pleasure and an honor. Hopefully I can bring some validation and some justice to our men out there with this topic. And let's go for it.
Okay, so ladies, you guys heard him say validate. Okay, so he already started with me. So let's talk about, let's define what cheating is. Cheating is a common problem in many relationships, and we know that. It is defined as when one partner discovers that the other is cheating, most of the time the man. There are heart-wrenching emotional effects that comes with this. Unfortunately, cheating cannot always simply be defined as having sex with someone outside the relationship. Cheating comes in a variety of shapes and forms, but they are often equally devastating. Number one, physical cheating. Simply put, physical cheating is the act of being sexually intimate with someone other than your spouse or significant other. Two, emotional cheating. Emotional cheating may include physical intimacy, but not necessarily so. Emotional cheating may begin as an innocent friendship, he says. Eventually, an emotional cheater finds himself intimately confiding in that other woman, sharing thoughts, dreams, and emotional closeness that would normally be reserved for his wife. Three, cyber cheating. With the popularity of the internet, cyber cheating is becoming a more common problem among couples. Cyber cheating can come in a variety of forms. Cyber cheating includes internet pornography in the man cave, online dating, and flirting with the other people on social networks. And lastly, text messaging cheating. Text messaging cheating, also known as chesting, has come to the forefront due to the high-profile affairs of celebrities who were caught cheating via text messaging. According to Fox News, this is the one new form of cheating because it supplies the physical proof of infidelity. Chesting includes sending sexual, explicit messages or pictures and texting to arrange dates. Source, author, Bridget Michelle Lawrence. Before we get started, Elder, would you like to come in on any of those things that men do in order to get what they need emotionally?
No comment as so far, but we'll get once we dive into two things. You know, I dislike that. I know it's about us, and I know it's about us men, but there's some things that go on the flip side with you women, so. But we're gonna get into it, and I heard the topics, and with the physical, internet, text, sexting, and emotional cheating. But I want to just, you know, be able to dive into both, well, all categories, into depth, and so we can clarify some things and some things how men feel and our emotions.
Okay. You don't have. I'm gonna give you that floor to do that. You'll have that platform. But I will say, when I first read texting, you know, and I speak from experience, and I gotta say, you know, experience on both sides. But when I heard texting, you know, the first thing came to mind was men will try anything to cheat. I mean, really. But when we talk about cheating. And I'm not just on women, you know, saying that the woman is not part, maybe, you know, she partially had something to do with him. But I will say this. There is a time when you begin to cheat as a married man or if you're in a relationship that you know, okay, this is going too far. I need to stop this right now. even before emotions get in there, even before the sex get in there, when you just texting one another, you just giving each other that eye, you know you got a wife at home. You need to go ahead and shut that down right now. You know you got a wife at home. We ain't going to even talk about children. We're just talking about you and her right now. You made that pledge. You made that vow before her, God, Christ, and family that you would have only her. You would be true to only her. You would give yourself only to her. So I can't understand why you got to cheat. You get it at home. Why you got to cheat? That makes no sense.
Well, as just being a man and a single man myself, you know, not a married man, but I can't vouch for my married men out there. I haven't been through that process, but I have been in some very serious relationships in my time. And yes, I will and can admit that I did step outside of my relationship. That is a very, I'll say, emotional and damaging thing that can never be done to anyone, male or female. The damage that you do emotionally to the young lady, but also to yourself, without especially if you do not forgive yourself and you don't ask for forgiveness and make better changes, life changes in your situation to go forward. So, but you know, there's a breakdown somewhere. There's a communication breakdown, and that's one thing we have to tackle. As men, is communicating better with our wives, but also praying that our wife is listening to us when we do communicate, because we communicate in a different manner than she does.
You are exactly right. I concur with you on that you all communicate differently, in as much as most of you all don't communicate at all. And when you communicate, you don't really know how to communicate. But not all women know how to communicate. You know, even for us, not all women know how to communicate. When we are without fathers, we look for love quickly. And that's not always a good thing. Not every woman, not every young girl, not every lady. But we tend to look for love quickly. Instead of learning him, learning to communicate. So, yeah, you know, I wouldn't say that women don't cheat, but we're not quick to cheat, because when we give ourselves to you all, when we actually say, I love you, I'm here, most women, I love you, I'm here, when we give our, that's what we do. Regardless of how the fallout comes, regardless of, you know, we're there. We're not quick to cheat. We're not quick to cheat, man. I didn't say we don't, but we're not quick to cheat. But men, especially our black men, I don't know if it even stems from, you know, in slavery times of them not being able to have their wives and then seeing their wives being touched by the masters and so forth. I don't even know if it all stems from that. Because at this point, black men should be beyond that. You guys are highly intelligent, good looking, smell good. What's the problem? So with that being said, let me jump on this right quick. You know, we were talking about the side chickology, right? We talked about that book, Kendall.
Yes, we did.
And in that book, they were talking about solo sex, right? So he explained that, you know, I've had two husbands. Both of them had man caves in the house. Where, you know, y'all really don't want your wife or your girlfriend coming in there. That is the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. That is so stupid and dumb. But be that as it may, when you get to the point where you in that room, in the garage, in the outhouse, in the backyard, whatever it is that you call your man cave, when you get to the point where you're watching porn, you can't come to your wife, you get to having solo sex with yourself. So let's define solo sex. Solo sex is none other than masturbation. You just having sex by yourself. What fulfillment is that?
Well, I don't think most men, that's not something that most men, especially our African-American men, that we care to do at all. When it comes down, we don't care to masturbate or anything like that. That's not something that we care to do or get by ourselves and just pleasure ourselves. I don't agree. I don't agree with that at all. Go ahead, Minister. Go ahead.
You say y'all don't do that?
I didn't say we didn't do it. I said that's something that we don't do on a regular basis. That's something that is
on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's far and in between. If we get to that point, that means we've been put on, as we say, a drought. We've been put on a drought. Why have we been put on a drought? I don't know why she's using her body as manipulation. When if I'm supposed to be married to her, if I'm supposed to be married to this woman, her body is mine and my body is hers.
True.
If that's what the word says, if the word says I belong to her and she belongs to me, then why are you putting me on some kind of restriction like I'm a little child? Regardless how angry you are, regardless of our disagreement, hey, this is our blood covenant. So if he's getting to that point where he's stepping in the bathroom, the outhouse, or the shed, or the man cave to get his pleasure on, something's really going on. Something's really going on. It's deeper. It's a lot deeper. It's something emotional. Yeah, it's something emotional. It's something. It could be physical. Cause hey, we don't mention how men are abused in a relationship physically, just as a woman can be, and we won't tell it because of our pride. We could be getting beat up. And hey,
and
she don't want
to
get
with y'all masturbating, really?
Hey, yeah, cause hey, if she beating us up and she don't want to give it to us, hey, we might just have to step in the bathroom or the man cave and do what we got to do and keep moving.
Okay.
But I don't consider that cheating. I don't consider that cheating at all because I'm not doing anything outside of the relationship. I'm with me. I'm with me. I love me.
Okay, but then that's an oxymoron to what you just said, because you just said your body is mine and my body is. So why are you just with you? If you're saying that I'm keeping you on the drop, eventually you're going to start doing that pornography, and I'm not going to stay too long on masturbation. I'm not going to stay
too long. Okay, that's fine. That's good. Thank you. Please, thank you.
But we're going to move past that. But what I do have to say is that that drought could be because a lot of times we'll ask our husbands, baby, you know you said you was going to cut that yard just ridiculous. You ain't cut the yard in 2 weeks. Now, you know I don't want folks coming over here seeing the house like that. Look at that mailbox outside falling down. You know, we ask you all things. So how can I get your attention? What's the quickest way to get your attention?
You know, with men, it's all about delivery. It is really about delivery. We know, as everyone on this blog talk radio understands, with men, it's about stroking our egos. It's about affirmation with us. You know, we need affirmation. Not sometimes, all the time. We need affirmation. So you have to give us some type of encouragement before you start fussing or complaining. What if the man works 60 hours a week? What if he does that?
She's working 50.
He's trying.
But she's working 50.
I understand.
She got kids. She cooking.
I understand. But, you know, if he's working those, sometimes you just got to stroke our ego. You know, baby, I like when you did such and such. It could be something real small. Baby, I appreciate you when you made up that bed like that. I know it sounds silly to a lot of women, but it's that small stuff that you guys tell us that mean a lot. It means the same thing to us. Baby, I appreciate you for washing the dishes. Baby, I appreciate you for putting the kids to bed tonight. You know, it's the small things that we do that we get overlooked for or not appreciated for. So, you know, you can't just come at us full steam ahead. Why ain't you cut the grass and this and that? So, you know, it's about appreciation. Oh, it is about appreciation. So you got to stroke our ego. And every woman knows it. Now, when y'all want some red bottoms or want that new car, oh, y'all stroke our ego real good then.
I'm not saying we do or we don't, but affirmation is okay because, you know, we should. You know, I've had two husbands. And I would endeavor to say, you know, I would always say, you look good, you did, but I dress them, so of course they look good. That's a pat on my back. But why is the affirmation. You know, we've talked before. Why do we have to affirm you? Like, on what you're saying is, Shannon.
Minister Shannon, right there. Mr. Shannon, you said it. You said it in the beginning that with women, a lot of our sisters out there don't grow up in a two-family home, don't grow up around a male at all, and don't understand a male's voice. So by the time she gets married, she really doesn't understand or how to speak to a man or communicate with a man or compliment a man. She hears it from her girlfriends, or she may hear it from an auntie that's been divorced several times or don't have a man at all, and she's bitter. You know, this is how you got to talk to a man. You know, no, that's not true. But when a woman has been raised around a man, even if the man and the woman and man split up, but the daughter has spent time with her father, it's a difference.
Right.
It's a difference how she when she grows up, how she communicates with men, because she begins to understand, wait a minute, this is how a man sounds. This is how a man operates. She begins to see our mannerisms. And so it's different then. So when you get into that marriage relationship, you already kind of know, wait a minute, I can't speak to him like this. He's going to shut down. But if I speak to him this way, I can get his attention.
Okay. So it's all about communication. What we did say, you know, you have to communicate and know how to communicate. And that comes with, I think that comes in time. That comes with dating. That comes with maturity. But you're right, you know, with saying that if she didn't have that male figure. So I'm going to agree with you on that. So the men, you know, I will, that gives me call to pause. I'll give you all that 1 point. Doug, do we have anybody on the line, or do we need to get that number out?
The call-in number is 347-857-4192. If you want to be a part of this conversation, we have several people on the line. Since we're giving the process, which is the press one, I'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then I'll ask you to tell us who you are and where you're calling in, offer your expertise, comments, or question. Again, you're on the line. If you're not listening and need to call in, number is 347-857-4192. So we look forward to having each and every one of you sharing your thoughts. Back to Minister Shannon. Minister Shannon.
So, Elder, let's talk about communicating sexually, because I want to bring in the sexless marriage. You know, when men think about foreplay, is baby, how you doing, baby? You know, it's all that a rough baby. They don't wash their hands. They just want to touch on you. You know, I'm being serious. They just want to touch on you. And some of them have, and I'm not trying to lie, some of them have rough hands, like my uncle. You know, I don't want your rough hands rubbing on my soft neck. You know, that's not a form of turning a woman on. You all don't know how to communicate in a way that brings about an intimate feeling for her. So there, we tend to pull back because it's a total turn off. You know, I hate, and I'm going to say this, that a man would be eating. You just got through eating, and don't have hot sauce with chicken. And then you're going to try to touch on me. If it burn your mouth, you don't think it burn my skin? And if it's going to burn my mouth and my skin, you going to put your hand somewhere else, it ain't going to burn there? So you guys have, like, you push us away. So when we start talking about sexless marriages, there are so many facets of that make us kind of say, you know what, I don't even want to be bothered with him. He, you know, he didn't even brush his teeth. Now, he done been out all day, and he trying to kiss me. You know, there are so many things that you all, and it don't take a genius to figure it out. But if we step to you and say, hey, won't you go in there and take a shower? Oh, you're trying to tell me, yes, ma'am. You get so defensive when all I'm trying to do is say, baby, you ought to be fresh when you come to your wife, when you come to our bed. That's something you ought to want to do. But most men, if they shower in the morning, they ain't taking another shower before they go to bed.
Hey, everything you said is, you know, is, I would say, is environmental or societal type thing. It's what we see growing up. It's what we see with other men growing up. That's how we learn. You know, a lot of times it's not what people say to us, it's what we see. It's demonstrations. And so, I mean, I agree with you. We have to. I was about to get to that. There are some great books out there for men to read. I'm a reader myself, but you have some guys that, you know, don't grow up reading. There are some great books out there. There's called a book called How to Love a Black Woman. Awesome book. I read that book. It is such an awesome book. Another book is called How to Love a Black Man. Women, pick that book up. Another book that I've read and learned a lot from is The Five Love Languages. His last name is Chapman. That's a classic book. That book is phenomenal. So, yes, you're right. There are ways for us to read and learn how to get in touch and learn about the female nature and how to love on you guys. But what the main thing is, we have to understand with you guys, it's all mental and emotional. If we can ever tap into that, we can have our woman any way and anyhow we want her. But we have to take the time to do so.
In a way or anyhow, what does that mean, Elder?
It means like with you guys, it's emotional. You guys are like a crock pot. I gotta warm you. You gotta warm you guys up before.
Right.
You gotta warm you guys.
Right.
By the time you get home, ooh, it's dinner time. It's ready. You know, I'm ready to eat. You know, but a man has to understand that we can't always stay be a caveman and just jump on our woman. We have to say, you know what? You know, when we get to work and she's at work, you know, baby, you smell real good when you walked out. I like that perfume.
Yeah.
Baby, I like your hair. You know, when you walked away, I didn't want you to walk away. It was hard to see you leave this morning. Girl.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, and just send her a text or send her a picture of yourself and say, baby, I was just thinking about you. It don't make you less of a man. You're appealing to your girl. Because if you don't, that office husband will. You know.
You are exactly right.
You know.
I tell
any man. I say you still got to be the biggest player you was when you got her. You still got to be that. You still got to lay it on thick at times. You got to lay it on real thick to your girl, to your wife, especially to your wife, your queen. Man, you better lay it on there. Lay it on it. Hey. You know, them shoes made your heels look real good. I like the way that calf muscle looks on your head. You know, it might be silly, and she likes to laugh. So she's like, boy, you so silly. You so silly. He better stop before he be in some trouble later on.
And you're absolutely correct. It's all about knowing how to communicate to that woman. And vice versa. She needs to know what gets you all going. And don't take a lot. It really don't. It don't take a lot to get a man stirred up. But you're right. You know, it takes, especially when we have a lot going on. And most days, most women, we have a lot going on. We have church function. We have sororities. We may be taking the girls out. If we have children, that's what I mean by girls. We may have friend night with the girls, book club. So, you know, Bible study. So we do a lot during the day. So, yeah, we need that one-on-one, you to me to you texting. You know, that cliche of you got to keep it up. Don't start what you can't keep up. If you start it, you know, I'm going to want you to continue to do that throughout the relationship. I was in the office talking the other day, and I was talking to one of the younger girls, and I was telling her, I said, you know, really and truly, when you start something, because she was asking me, do I do that? And I said, no, ma'am. I've been married twice. And I know now, if I am not going to continue to do that to him, then I don't need to start that with him, because a man will say it quickly. Now, that's how you got me. If you want to keep me, you got to keep doing that to me. No,
that's
I don't
true.
Need to do anything. No, no, because if you said that you wanted to marry me,
that's true.
You know,
that's true. That's true now. You know it's true. Minister, you know it's true. You know, like you said, if I'm bringing you flowers, you're going to start, you're mentally, you're going to start expecting flowers. You know, if then all of a sudden I start bringing flowers, you're going to look at me sideways and say, you know what, you haven't brought me any flowers in a while. Well, I need to step up my game again or stay on my game because I've been bringing you flowers. That's what I did to get your attention, to captivate you, to captivate your mind. I brought you flowers. I brought you flowers for just no reason. I didn't do anything wrong. I just brought you flowers because, hey, you're my flower. So I brought you flowers.
And I like that. I like that. I love just because gifts. I'm not a flower girl. I'm more of a Tiffany girl. But, you know, it's a thought. Just because.
No, but, that, but that's it. But that's what, see what you just said? That's about communication. Once I learn who you are and the type of gifts you like, that's what I need to bring. You tell me you don't like flowers. Why am I bringing you flowers? You don't like flowers. I need to bring you some Tiffany or whatever else you like. I need a list of things you like so I can make sure I'm providing those gifts or things for you. Same with a man. If you know we like whatever we like and that's what you're going to do, well, every once in a while, you know how you say, hey, don't you stop doing that, girl. Because you can't get mad because you already know. I can't get mad at you because I already know you like Tiffany. I can't get mad at that. I can't get mad at that. When I walked into the relationship, I knew that that's what I would have to continue to do.
You're right, but that's what you just said. It that was at the beginning of relationship, and once in a while, yeah, you need to revert back to what you did to get him for some just because. But once you guys, the relationship keeps going, you matriculate and it gets deeper, emotionally tied, however you're in there, you know, I like to use the word sapiosexual, and sapiosexual is just that you're aroused by the intellect of a person. I couldn't get my second husband to understand that I needed you not to just arouse my body, but my mind, too. That is so stimulating, you know, to hear an intelligent man speak, to hear an intelligent man talk. That is such, you know, but men don't see it like that. They think that to arouse her means to touch her this way, make her feel this way. Say this to it. Sometimes you all come off as being cats when you open your mouth and say those sexual things that you say. It's not arousing anybody. You know, it's a more, like I said before, it's more of a turn off. So being, you know, at the beginning, that's fine. The flowers, Tiffany, just because, whatever I did. But let's go beyond that. How can we grow the marriage? How can we grow the relationship? Let's go past that little thing.
Okay. The beginning is the beginning. Like I said, you know, out there in the world, I have not been married, but I've been in some serious relationships, and you begin to get comfortable. That's a bad thing.
Right.
Comfortable or complacent. You get out of shape. You fellas, you had some muscles. You had some muscles. You was fine. You know, we was buff. We was doing. Now you're out of shape. What's going on, player? That's going on, man.
Right.
You know, when you're getting into the depth of that thing, like you said, sometimes you gotta find creative ways to keep the spark going. You know, and men, we have to tap into our creative nature because we're very creative creatures. We, you know, look at the trends. Look at the music trend. Look at the dress style. We are very creative. We look at our cars. When you look around people, cars, black men cars, it's creativity. That's creativity. When you see them nice rims, the color of that, that's great. But we have to take that to the relationship. We have to take that energy to our wife, significant other, to our girl. We gotta take that all that creativity in the relationship and keep that fire going. That's key. I can, you know, attest to that. You don't wanna let your girl or your wife get bored. That's dangerous for us men. You know, as soon as that happens, she begins to look at Charlie. She begins to look at James. She begins to look at Leroy. She may even begin to look at John and Brad. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on. How, you know, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and said, wait a minute. he done put this on black women cheating. She began to look. She began. No, 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 no. She ain't doing nothing. Let's go back now.
Okay.
I noticed that. You know, the whole bunch just took me and said, okay, Shannon, he saying, yeah, no. We are not the ones out there cheating. We're not the ones out there. Not only do you cheat, you get a baby.
Well, but you know, okay, let's flip the script. Let's flip the script then. If that's the case, if we have to be creative, you guys have to be creative. Also, you know, men are visual creatures, and stimulate us sometimes. Yes, you gave us four beautiful kids, but you still have to stimulate our mind, stimulate our visual eyesight. Every once in a while, you know, you might have to come to the door with the kids gone to grandma's house or auntie house or some friends. You might have to come in the door with a trench coat on with something. You know what I'm saying? Stimulate us sometimes. You can't be like in that old bathrobe. I'm just saying, you can't be in that old bathrobe and your bunny slippers with that shower cap on and looking crazy all the time. Not all the time. Sometimes you got to add a little spice. Come to that door. Do something to make us say, whoa, yeah, that is, that's my girl right there. That's my baby.
Okay, ladies, if y'all out there in radio talk, if y'all on the line, I need some help because he killing us because we do that now. We do that. I look for my bunny every night. It's hard for a player, a pimp like me. But we do that. Yeah, we do that. But y'all do it too. Y'all do it too. So we I can say that. We are guilty of, well, I'm not, because I kind of go to bed cute. But anyway, we do get complacent and we get relaxed because we think, you know, I got my husband. I don't have to put up that all the time anymore. I got him. He know when I put on me. He know when I step to it. I step to the plate. I'm going to do me. He know when I walk outside that door, my head ain't looking like Miss Celia Shug. He knows how I am. So why I got to do it in the bedroom?
It's important. It's what you, because when we were getting together in the beginning, everything starts from the beginning. In the beginning, you were looking like that. You smelled good, like you said. Boy, go take a shower, go wash yourself, put on a little lotion before you jump on me, before you get close to me. Well, we want
right.
The same thing. Well, can you take off the bonnet? Can you take off that beat-up old-looking robe? Can you take off them dusty-looking house shoes? Come on now. I'm just saying. Come on now. You know, because think about it. I mean, that's what we're visual. Stimulate us. And guess what? Old girl down the street, round the corner, round the block, she's got everything going. She's smelling good, got the teddy on, she's looking like that, and she got Teddy Pendergrass on. She got everything going. She got the whole thing set up. Like, hey, I don't care if your hands rusted, dusty, or whatever. Hey, I'm going to get you.
And that becomes what? Side chickology. Right?
Yes.
Side chick.
Right.
Side chick.
Yes.
Because I don't smell like I used to smell 15 years ago, and it's 8:30 at night, and I've been on the job since 5 o'clock this morning. Not literally on the job, but getting you breakfast, getting the kids breakfast, getting the kids off to school. All you did was get up, shower, brush your teeth, wash your face, put your clothes on, and went out the door. That's not all I do. And I'm speaking from experience. I'm talking about from being the mama, the minister wife, the deacon wife, getting the kids clothes, getting his clothes ready, getting up at 4 o'clock to get breakfast ready and dinner at the same time because I came up in the traditional home where you cook breakfast and dinner at the same time on Sundays. I got to perm one daughter's hair, comb the other girl's hair, make sure my son, but all you got to do is get up, shower, eat, say good morning out the door. And you want to tell me don't put on a house coat that's raggedy, that feels good on me and comfortable?
Not at all.
Really?
Not at all. Not at all. I don't care how much you say that, because like you said, I'm going out. I'm going outside to fight the world. As you know, as a black woman, as soon as a black man hits the door and walks outside the door, we are an immediate threat, and we are a danger. So, you know, we go outside with our war gear on. Yes, we go outside, we leave outside. We have to have war gear on. And we are fighting off some women that might be trying us. Then we got to fight off other people that's trying to degrade us and trying to maybe even kill us. Sometimes it's rough just to make up. Baby, you have no idea what I just went through. Like tonight, starting this tonight, just tonight, I wake up this morning, I leave out the house, I'm a single man. I have a low tire. Put some air in the tire. Later on today, my tire's low again. So by the time I come home, I'm already stressed. And I understand that what you're saying as a woman, as a wife, you have all these duties. And as a man, we should respect that, and we should also help out. I didn't say we have to do all of it, but yes, we should help out. Wherever we can help, we should help out. Because I'm going to help to clear up some space so I can make sure my wife has some energy for me.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Do we have anybody, Doc, on the line that want to give their view?
We had, but they dropped. But they still have an opportunity to call in and press 1. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll identify your last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then we'll ask you to let us know who you are, where you're calling from, offer your thoughts, your comments, and your questions. We have a board full, but they are just listening. It's so outstanding, this conversation, and we'll just work from this point on.
Okay, why y'all out there just listening? He killing the women. The elder killing us, y'all. I need some backup. I need some backup because I know you ladies know. I know you know where I'm coming from. And if you're my Facebook friend, y'all know what the chick been through. Y'all know what the mistress been through. So with him saying what they've been through, what they go through, when they get up, when they hit the world, what about us? Now, let's look at it like this. I'm keeping myself reserved for my husband, fine as I am, good looking as I am. I'm getting all kind of, ooh, Shannon, you look so, ooh, Shannon, ooh, girl, you know when you walk and talk, I want to, and I still say, Chabu, I got a man, I got a husband. I can say that. And then I can say, you know what? You don't even need to call me no more because, see, you got the wrong ideas. I thought we were just friends. But you want more in friendship? Lose my number. You all don't do that. I could take a man's number just to be nice. Oh, yeah, I got it. Throw it out the window. I don't even look at it because you know why? I'm married. I don't care how he look good. I don't care what he's driving. I don't care what he said. How he smell? I got a husband at home that I made a vow to. When men cheat, I tell this to women. Why you got to jump on her? When I caught my husband cheating, everybody thought I wanted to beat up the woman. Now, my first inclination was for me and my son to just, you know, pound on her face. Go get her what my son and I used to call it riding dirty, you know. But I had to think about that thing. It was not her that gave me those vows. It was not her that said, I do to me. What I'm jumping on her for? She's not married to me. He is. Let me deal with him. See, you guys don't do that. You guys will not shut that thing down. You play with her. You tease her. You call her. You text her. You hide. You lock your phone. What else y'all do? Stupid stuff like get a number, put it in your pocket, don't take it out before you get home. I wash your clothes, I find it. Put it in your phone.
It's not all of us. Because there are some very good men out there, some real good brothers out there. And I'm going to stand strong and back my brothers up. There are some real good, as a matter of fact, there's some good brothers out there that will get no love at all. None. They don't get no love or no attention at all. None at all.
But they're in a shell. We don't see them. We don't see them. What are they
out there. They walk right by you and speak. They walk by, right by you and you know, maybe give you a compliment and keep walking. They walk right by. Matter of fact, they're in the church house. They're in the church house praising God. They're in the church house praising God. There's some good men out there, and they don't get any recognition. Think about it. Think about it. Look at it this way. You know, you can tell, you know, how we get appreciated. Look at Father's Day. It's not celebrated like Mother's Day. And there's some good men, there's some good, and that's why you're laughing, Minister, because you know I'm telling the truth. You know I'm telling the truth, because there's some good men out there.
No.
There's some good providers out there to their kids and to their wife, and it be, that crowd be thin, real thin. And y'all, what y'all give us? Maybe a pin, maybe a tie? Come on, we don't want no pin or no tie. We want to be shower with some gifts, too.
I was good to my dad, Elder. I always go, my daddy, he would have, like, it would be Father's Day, and then 2 weeks later on the 25th was his birthday. I was good to my daddy. Now, I don't know about nobody else with that daddy, but I was good to my daddy. He always got linen suits for Father's Day, birthday. I always dressed him. He always got good. But I got to say this, though. I got to say this, because you said Mother's Day is celebrated better than Father's Day, but you got to understand.
It is. It's celebrated more. It's celebrated a lot more worldwide, and it's celebrated a lot more than the men are celebrated. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've been through it already. I've seen it. I'm in the church, and
yeah.
I'm looking at it. You know, the good fathers or the good men out there are not really celebrated.
But did they? What did he do in the delivery room? But say you're a champion, you can do it. Push on three, the whole 9 months. What did he do?
But that's not how we're made. We're not made to have a baby. We're the seed. We carry the seed. We carry the seed. Okay, if that's a problem.
That's why you got that 50%
okay. Hey, we carry, that baby girl you have, it wouldn't happen without that seed being planted.
Okay, I'm going to give way to that, because you all do that. Yeah, that's the only thing. So I ain't mad at the 60% y'all get for Father's Day. I ain't mad at all, because I carried three babies. 42 weeks, 41 weeks, and the third one, I told the doctor, oh, no, she don't get to make this here, no grand interest. We're going to have her at 37 weeks. So, you know, we do a lot now, so we deserve that day once a year that you think about doing something, because anniversary time, somebody has to remind you about anniversary because you had that cheat. You cheated so hard, you forgot it's our wedding anniversary.
Fellas,
hello.
Put the dates in your phone to remind yourself of birthdays and anniversaries. Fellas, put your dates in your phone to remind yourself of anniversaries and birthdays, please.
Okay, you're giving them options. But you're still giving them a way out. Okay, I ain't going to forget our anniversary, even though I'm over here stepping with the girl next door, right? You giving them a way out.
It's really no need, to be honest, to be truthful, to be on a serious manner. It's not. But we really need, you know, I can't harp on enough how we need that attention. And as we have to, like you said, it's all about communication. As I learn you, you learn me. So if you know I don't like a certain pie or certain this or certain, like for me, for instance, if I'm in any relationship, I do not curse my woman. I don't call her out a name. I don't call her anything to degrade her. But I don't care how angry I am with her or how frustrated, I am not about to call this woman out her name. She may be acting that way and behaving that way, but I'm not going to call her out her name because I respect me, so I respect her. So as soon as she curses me, That's almost like bottom line for me. Because think about it. I have never disrespected you and cursed you or called you out your name. Now, if you curse me, that's the end. It's all about respect with us. It's all about respect. If a man is showing you respect and giving you respect and always providing respect to you as a woman, that should be given back. You shouldn't be talking down to him. You shouldn't be calling him other kind of names or blowing him off. Don't blow us off. Don't tell us, boy, whatever. Like, baby, I want to go. If you know he's interested in cars, be a little interested in cars. Because old girl around the corner, around the block, around the other in the other city, she going to be interested in cars. Be interested in what
Shannon,
he's interested in.
Minister
yes.
Shannon, and as well as Elder McKnight, we have a call on the line, and we want that person to get an opportunity to share their thoughts. With the last four digits, 4116, you're alive. Will you please let us know your name and your location, then offer your comments or your question that you may have.
Hello?
Hello? I guess they just pushed the button, but they're here, and I thought they had a question, but continue with your conversation.
No, I had it on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's your name?
My name is Helen, and in 9 days, I would have been married 45 years. What I'm hearing the elders say to me is, I have a word for it, but I just cannot, minutia, I believe I want to call it, minutia. He wants us to believe that we as females, what we've been taught all of these years, have to cater to a man because he bears the seed. We have to carry that seed for the production.
That's right.
Of
that's
that
right.
Family.
That's
we
right.
We are not servants. We are not
that's
in
right.
servitude. We're not in servitude. What he wants, eye candy, we want some of the same things. He can't come home and drop off his clothes at the back door in his dirty shoes and sit in the chair all afternoon watching TV and eating out of the refrigerator and having a beer and then expect for me to cook dinner, take care of the kids, wash and iron the clothes, and be ready to serve him when he's ready to go to bed. No.
Okay.
Elder, I appreciate what some of the things you're saying. And Shanna, I glory your spunk, darling. But if you want to make 45 years, Elder, if you want to get married and make 45 years, you need to get a list. Make your list of what is good in a marriage and what is bad. And some of the things you're talking tonight are terrible. Your wife, your spouse, your companion is not your servant. And that's all I have to say about that. Y'all have a good night.
And thank you so much, Ms. Helen. Elder, do you want to comment on that?
I would love a rebuttal if I can. And I appreciate my mother, my elder statesman. And I congratulate you on your 45 years. And I heard everything you said. I don't know if you missed anything, but I did say, and I understand what you said. I'm not, you know, real men shouldn't or have to come home and sit on the couch. I did mention also that if I want that loving, I better help out around the house somewhere. Like I said, I better be able to at least wash the dishes. If she's going to cook, I should wash the dishes. That eases the stress off her. If she's going to clean up the kids, I need to be straightened up somewhere, wiping down something instead of sitting in a chair watching the game. I can watch the game and still vacuum the floor. I can watch the game and still dust. And when I get to that point of being married, I still want to be a team player. I'm not trying to have my wife as a servant. She's not my servant. She's my helpmate. She's my side. She's my real. And so she's my equal. So if I love myself, then I love her. If I hate myself, I'm going to end up hating her, which is not good at all. But if I love me and truly love me as a man, I'm going to love on my queen, and I'm going to respect her. It's respect. When I say respect, men need respect, yes. But to get respect, we have to give respect. It's a mutual thing. I can't ask my wife to, baby, I want you in shape, and I'm 400 pounds. That's not cool. That's not cool at all. And I hear what she's saying, and there are some men that's out there that's doing that and then going out and messing around. Come on, man, that ain't cool. That ain't cool at all. You know, it makes us look bad. And I want that marriage. I want that 45 years. I want to be able to be so in tune with my wife that if I look at her, we laugh because we're looking at the same thing or we're thinking the same thing. I want my wife to say, you know what? You know what? I don't even have to handle this. My wife can handle this because she knows what I'm thinking. She knows what I'm thinking. Or somebody come to her and say, well, your husband said such and such and such and such. She can look at them and say, he don't even speak that way. He don't even talk like that. He don't think like that. So what man are you talking about? Because that's not my husband. But I do appreciate that, everything about it, what you just said. And if that's the case that men are doing that, men, we have to step up. You know, we always say to each other, to get respect, we have to earn respect. So we have to give it to our wives and give it to our significant others to get it also.
Right, you are. And I agree with what you said, and I also agree with Ms. Helen. We aren't servants, as some men think, not all men. And Elder, it may be that some of you younger guys may need to just have some classes with, you know, some of the men that we see are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Sometimes we have to be taught, you know. You just have to be taught. But we do thank you, Ms. Helen, for rendering those comments. I am happy to know that somebody had my back out there. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that. Do we have anybody else, Doc? We're coming to a close.
We have about 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go, so you can get ready to close it out how you see fit, Ministers.
Okay. Well, Elder, we have been talking about the black men don't cheat when, in all actuality, what we really said is that you all do, but you've given the reasons why you all may step out there. And you've given me some, like I said earlier, cause to pause, reason to think, wonder if I'll get married again, wonder if I'll be in a relationship again, because like I said, I look for my bonnet. I do. I look for her to save my hair. So, yeah, we going to do that. But you're right. Not all the time that we have to come to you all looking like Grandmama Judy. You are exactly right. But at the same time, I want you to understand that there's a reason why we do that. There's a reason why we just want to just feel like, oh my God, I just want to relax. I don't want to do nothing. So, that's the reason why we do that. We don't have the luxury. I used to tell my husband this when I would be in heels, you know, and they want to walk. You want to walk. We in church. You want to stand up. You want to walk here. You want to go. You have on flats. You all have on flats. Your dress shoes are flat. I got on a 5-6 inch heel. I'm not walking all over this store with you. I'm not walking all over town with you. So you guys have luxuries that we don't, which when I say that, I mean to say, all you got to do is cut your hair and put on your clothes and go. I got to take a bath, lotion up, put on smell good, moisturize my face, cut my eyebrows off, get all my makeup. I got a lot to do. Curl my hair, fix my hair. Whatever it is, you know, we have a lot to do to look the way that you want us to look. And sometimes I just don't want to do that before I go to bed. How about that? So if that sends you out there, you better get a picture. Put a picture man is just a visionette, because if that's what's sending you out there to cheat, because some men are house coat with a bonnet and booties on, it ought to look cute to you. You ought to say, baby, you look so pudgy. Come here, baby, you look so pudgy and cute. Not go over there to the neighbor down the street, because y'all ain't got something up to go to another state like I would do. Y'all gonna cheat with the lady at work like my ex-husband. Cheat with the woman at work. Lord have mercy, Jesus. So anyway, good topic. We had a good time. Thank you so very much, Elder. I appreciate you coming on, giving us that insight, giving the men the insight, and giving us ladies some things to think about as to why black men don't cheat. In actuality, it's not a question, but it is a statement, but not for all. We will say that it's not for all, but black men do cheat. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening, for joining me tonight. Before I completely close, Doc, was there anything you wanted to share?
We just want to say thank Elder Kendall McKnight for coming and being a good sparring partner for Ministry Shannon, and both of you did an outstanding job, and we look forward to having more sessions like this, whether it's with the Ministry Shannon show or the Dr. Lowe show or any of the shows that we are promoting or producing. So it was a pleasure. I have enjoyed just listening to both of y'all dialogue with each other, debate, healthy debate, sharing thoughts. What we have to do, and that's what we have to do. We have to talk. Communication is so important. You know, black men don't cheat, but there are some instances that we can put some things that are flying that would put them in a cheating mode. So, again, I appreciate you, Elder McKnight, and as well as our host, Shannon, and I appreciate you dearly on the Smith Way production, the Ministry Shannon Show. You can close it out. And you can say some words, Elder McKnight, you can share some words with the Minister Shannon, will close it out.
I would just like to say thank you guys for having me this evening. It was a great type of great dialogue, and everyone is correct. Communication between male and female is very, very important. It's all about listening and understanding and having compassion with one another to make a relationship last. Like a lady that called in, Ms. Helen called in, to last for 45 plus years. So communicate with one another, talk to one another, and have compassion with one another, and forgive one another. And that's what makes everything solid and prosperous in a relationship. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. Amen to that, Elder McKnight. Amen, amen, amen. Always, it's a pleasure for me to be here. I'm so glad that God has given me this platform, and he's also given me this person, this man of God, this true soldier on the battlefield every day, Dr. Lowe. I call him Doc, for allowing me to come on the show just to be a host, and he produced me, guys. He encourages me all the time, so thank you, Doc. Ladies and gentlemen out there, thank you for tuning in again. Thank you, Ms. Helen, for rendering your comments. I love you guys out there. Nothing you can do about it. Remember, ladies, keep your head up. I've been saying that. Keep your head up all this week. Brighter days are coming. Don't worry. Don't worry, don't worry. God is always still in the blessing business. If you don't believe me, just take a look at me. There is a reason for my season in 2019. I love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Stopping the tide. Try to break me, try to pick me up, but hunger changes on my side. So bad I thought of a die. But ain't no one was stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got lost in some time. But the enemy can't stop me, cause heaven calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So be gon' step in and make it alright. Wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it by your free will. Anybody doubt to be the greatest victory of my life.